You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's talk about the Sixers and bring in the beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He is Keith Pompey, also vice president of the Professional Basketball Writers Association. Keith, good morning to you. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate your time here. And I want to start with Joel Embiid. How could you not? I know he missed Sunday's game against the Nets, and the Sixers are being careful with that knee. Is he 100% ready to go and full on for the playoffs?
I wouldn't say 100% ready to go, but I will say that, you know, he's full on for the playoffs. I think what happened is he had a setback on Friday. His knee buckled a little bit. He had the knee checked out. And, what they were saying is if it was a playoff game, he probably would have played, most likely would have played on Sunday. But they wanted to give him an extra days to rest, knowing that he would get, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 3 days off. So, yeah, I wouldn't say 100%, but he's going to play. And hopefully for the 76ers, they're hoping that he's going to play at an extremely high level.
And Keith, we know obviously how much better the Sixers are with Embiid versus without. I mean, 31-8 with Embiid this year, 15-27 when he's out of the lineup. But if you're looking at just from like a matchup perspective, because obviously the Heat are the Heat, right? We talk about Heat culture and, you know, what they're able to do last year in the playoffs, getting through the play-in tournament. The Sixers are clearly a better team than a 7 seed. If Embiid had been healthy this entire year, that's a team that's probably not worried about a play-in game. But if you're looking at from a matchup perspective, Heat-Sixers, what's the biggest concern that you would have in terms of matchups, Sixers versus Heat, like biggest concern for the Sixers against the Heat?
Well, actually there's two of them, but I'll give you the first one. Mm-hmm. Well, the first one, and believe it or not, a lot of people think is, you know, Jimmy Butler, this and that, right? But it's really their 3-point shooters. For whatever reason, whenever they play them, the 76ers let guys get free, like Duncan Robbins, Tyler Hero, and whomever else they had on their roster, and they tend to rain a lot of threes on them. So that's the one thing that the 76ers have to be leery of, because they're putting so much focus on Bam and so much focus on Jimmy that they're leaving these guys wide open and they're killing them in the perimeter. The second thing is, for whatever it is, the 76ers kryptonite whenever they play the Miami Heat is maneuvering or trying to play against that zone defense. What Miami does is they bring their wings up and they apply pressure like in the zone, but it's still pressure, to whereas the 76ers have a tough time passing the ball, getting shots off and everything like that. And when they do that, it just seems like whenever Miami goes on a run, you always say, oh, they're in that zone again. And you look up and there they are. They're playing that zone. So to me, the main thing that the Sixers have to be leery of is the 3-point shooters, and then they have to find a way to combat the zone, a way to break the zone and do certain things to it.
We're talking with Keith Pompey, Sixers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, also VP of the Professional Basketball Writers Association. Follow him on X and Instagram at Keith Pompey. Keith, when you look at Tyrese Maxey, how much did you see his game grow when Joel Embiid was out and he really had to raise his level of play?
I would say a lot. I would say you saw him grow a lot. And the funny thing is, the crazy part is, Tyrese was a little, I want to say, shy of taking over early in the season. There was games where, you know, Nick Nurse would say, before Joel Embiid went out, he says, I need you to shoot the ball at least 25 times a game. And he's like, but Tobias was wide open and Kelly was cutting. He's like, look, no, I need you to shoot. I need you to shoot. And when Joel went out, it kind of got to a point where he realized, in order for us to be in these games, I have to take over, right? And then let me take over. And then when teams start trying to can switch defenses for me, then I start getting the ball to other guys. And then next thing you know, it will open things up for me late in games. So, yeah, that was the maturation. So when you look at it, it's kind of like the Joel Embiid injury was a bad one. But Tyrese looks at it as a blessing in disguise because the last couple games that they played, Tyrese has been the one who was closing out the game for the 76ers. So, you know, yeah, without Joel Embiid being there, it forced him to be into a role that where all the Sixers are benefiting from.
You know, obviously, anytime Tyrese Maxey's hurt, that's a big deal, Keith, and certainly same thing for Joel Embiid, and rightfully so. But there's also, you know, other players on this roster in Philadelphia that were major contributors that have been hurt, and De'Anthony Melton and a Robert Covington. Covington's obviously not going to play the rest of the season. De'Anthony Melton, as far as I've seen, and maybe you've heard differently and know more in terms of his status, kind of still up in the air, didn't practice yesterday, at least with the team. I know, obviously, it's been a while since those guys have played, but just put in perspective what that those missing pieces are and how big of a hole they leave for the Sixers and what it would be like maybe if they even had them in the lineup in the playoffs here.
It's weird. I mean, and that's the thing. I think De'Anthony Melton, you know, Robert Covington is great, and De'Anthony Melton the same way. But when you look at those guys, you know, they had three quality perimeter defenders. One was Nico Batum. The best one on the team was De'Anthony Melton. And then you could say Robert Covington was the third, right? So they never missed a beat. Now, the crazy part is, you know, De'Anthony's been gone for so long and same with Robert that you forget about some of the things they brought. But at the time that De'Anthony Melton was injured, he was second in the league in steals, and he was number one in deflections. And he got in, and he was shooting. He was having a career year in regards to three-point percentage, also in regards to scoring. So this was his best year, and he did a lot of things. And there were certain times that helped stuff out because for as good of a player as Tyrese Maxey is, defense, he's an improved defender, but defense wasn't his strong suit. So when you paired him with De'Anthony Melton, who had the long arms, who was able to get the steals, who was knocking down shots, it made things a whole lot easier for other guys on the floor. So you miss that right now. And when, you know, you go up against, you're talking about Miami, when we talk about the three-point shooters, right? And when you have a guy like that sitting on the bench, it just makes it shots easier for a Tyler Hero to get, you know, a Duncan Robbins to get. So, yeah, they miss him immensely. And then the thing about Cove is, like, when you went to the bench, you had a guy who basically did the same thing, but he was a little bit more flexible because he's longer. And what he could do is sometimes he could play the guard spot. Sometimes he could play the three. And when they went small, they had him at power forward. So yeah, these were two vital and versatile guys that they had that they're losing. And, you know, it's, in my opinion, you know, they're losing a lot with those guys, or without those guys.
Keith, how critical is this coaching matchup going to be? You've got two guys who have won titles, and this is one of those games where one move, one way or another, could make the real difference here.
It's huge. Now, and the thing about it is, you know, Nick Nurse is a great coach. He makes a lot of – he thinks outside of the box, right? But when you look at Spoelstra, you know, here's a guy that, you know, won NBA titles multiple. I mean, Nick Nurse won one. But Spo has been there since with a different group. You know, I look at him and I look at the way that, you know, the team follows, you know, his mantra, Pat Riley's mantra, as far as, you know, heat culture, everything like that. It's just a tough matchup for the 76ers, especially for a playing game, you know what I mean, with everything on the line. I mean, you know that they're going to be physical. You know that they're going to make a lot of it, adjustments, do things that the Sixers haven't seen at all this year. So it's going to be a fun game to watch because Who knows? Nick Nurse is going to come out and probably do a triangle or two, a box and one. Like, he does so many things that you don't envision that a pro coach would do, but he'll try it out in game. And so it's going to be a fun game to watch.
Yeah, this is, Keith, probably one of my favorite games. It's in terms of, like, the playing game. Still got a couple of minutes left here. When you look at the Sixers just beyond this, let's say they win it and, you know, they beat the Heat. Like, what is the ceiling for this Sixers team? Do you look at them as a team? Clearly, they're better than a 7 seed. But do you look at them as a team that can knock off the Celtics, let's say, in the Eastern Conference Finals?
I don't think they can knock off the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Final. I mean, and the reason being is, like, the two guys that we talked about, like, of course, we know that Joel Embiid is going to score points, right? You think that Tyrese Maxey is going to continue to have good games. But the problem is, when you go up against the Celtics, the two things that you have to make sure that you have a handle on is Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And when I look at the 76ers defensively, I don't know if they have anybody that can keep up with them, you know, right now. I just don't. And I think that will be a problem for the Sixers. And then you look at that, and then also, you know, I think that when you look at the Boston Celtics with Derek White and Drew Holiday, you know, I think they may be the most underrated backcourt in the league because they're not flashy players, so to speak. But when you look at them, they're both two-way players who can – you know, get buckets, who can play quality D. And when you incorporate those two guys with the two all-NBA guard on the wings that they have that I just mentioned, and then you got Kristaps able to make shots, I just feel like, you know, Joel Embiid at 80%, and then you have Tyrese Maxey, and you don't have a lot of defenders on the floor. I just feel like that, you know, the Sixers are going to lose to them if they get that far.
He is the Sixers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Make sure you follow him at Pompey on Sixers. He's on X and Instagram. It is Keith Pompey. Keith, we really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on, fellas.
You bet. Great information. Man, that's just what we needed to wet our whistle for these games. And, man, you talk about a great matchup. I mean, Sixers Heat. Normally, you don't get a matchup like this in a play-in game. This is one of those usually reserved for down the line. So something to get excited about if you're an NBA fan.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.